Appreciate the good spirit I feel here tonight. There's nowhere I'd rather be than the house of God. And I'll tell you what, I'd rather be in his presence than be in New York City watching the ball drop. It's wonderful. And I was sitting here listening to the testimonies of what God has done in your lives, and I was thinking as a pastor, I'm just almost just bubbling over for what God has done in your lives. I'm not talking as a pastor, not talking about my life, but as in the church, as a flock, what God has done in your lives and in this past year. And I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I have seen great strides, but I think we can do better next year. I think there's room for improvement. I don't want you to get discouraged. I don't want you to think I'm picking on you. But I have seen some that have stepped up, and I've seen others that can. And if we can, and I know we can, if we will, I would like to see 26 just be a spectacular year. And we have fought a lot of battles. Looking back over this past year, we've had a lot of ups, we've had a lot of downs, but we have come out victorious. And you know, I've read the end of the book, and the battle is already won. It's ours. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse 57. He said, But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That word, which giveth us, that means that He has given us the victory. He is giving us the victory currently, and He will give us the victory in the future. The victory is already ours. It doesn't matter what battles we face in 2026. The victory is already ours. We have won the battle, church. We just got to realize that the battle is already ours. I'm going to do something that I rarely do, and y'all stick with me. Just give me just a few minutes, and I'm going to get back on track. I enjoy every once in a while. I'm not a big fan like maybe Trey with the Minnesota Vikings and Brother Dave with the Arkansas Razorbacks. But occasionally I like to watch a little bit of football. Football is one of my favorite seasons. You may say the fall, spring, or winter is your favorite. But football is one of my favorite seasons. I just don't watch much TV. But occasionally when I do watch TV, there's nothing more relaxing to me than either watching golf, where I can fall asleep, or watching a good football game. And I had to go back and rewatch a clip. And it was October the 7th of 2023. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of what's going on here. Georgia Tech, they're facing the Miami Hurricanes. It's in the fourth quarter. There is 35 seconds left on the clock. The Miami Hurricanes, they are winning the football game. They've got the ball, fourth quarter, 35 seconds left on the clock. And you know what normally takes place? The quarterback is under center. He's got the running back behind him. He grabs the football. The center hikes the football to him. He turns around and he passes the ball to the running back. The running back tries to run off to the side. He gets tackled. The ball comes out. Georgia Tech has got the ball with 35 seconds left on the clock. Two plays later, they're in the end zone. Georgia Tech wins the game. What's that have to do with? I told you I was going somewhere. The greatest formation in football It's what they call the victory formation. The game had already been won. All they had to do was the center hike the ball to the quarterback, and you've seen them, they'll back up two or three steps and take a knee. Brother Dave, they wanted to run their own play. They wanted to do it their way. They got greedy with it. They wanted to put some more yards upon the stats. The game was already over. 35 seconds, they could have run the play clock out. But they didn't do it. The victory has already been won, church. The scripture says the victory is ours. We are victorious not only in the past, the present, but the future. Every battle that we'll face in 2026, the victory has already been won. Victory comes not by standing tall, but when we take a knee. Are you with me? When we face battles this coming year, you will not face your battles and come out victorious standing tall and standing proud. You'll face your battles and come out victorious when you stand and take the victory formation. When we get on our knees, well, is that Bible? You're asking some great questions. You know, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6 says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." When we will go down humble, we'll come back up exalted. Let's just look at a few people in the Bible that got in the victory formation. Do you remember that old prophet Daniel? Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. You know the story, Daniel in the lion's den. He said, "Now then Daniel knew that the writing was signed. He went into his house, and his windows being opened to the chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. When culture stood against him, whenever the law stood against him, when government was against him, it seems like all of his friends and his family had forsaken him. They was against him." He said, "Daniel, you shouldn't do that." The lions was roaring. When you kneel in prayer, God will stand in protection. Some lessons to be learned here, church. When we kneel in prayer, God will stand in protection. You know the story of David. I'm not going to go into all the details, but he wasn't where David should have been. His army was out fighting a battle. But David was upon the rooftop looking down at Bathsheba bathing. Lust got into his heart. He committed an act of indulgence that he should not have committed. You remember that he went on and had Uriah killed, put on the front lines and killed. And the prophet Nathaniel come to him and it said that he gave him a prophetic story. And David pronounced his own sentence. The prophet said, "Thou art the man." David, time we get to Psalms chapter 51 and verse 17, you'll find out that he had a broken and contrite heart. God forgive. David did not try to blame somebody else. He took the responsibility of his sins upon himself and said, "Lord, it's me. Would you forgive?" What happened was David got in the victory formation and said, "God, it's me again. I messed up. Will you forgive me?" There may be times this coming year that we may fail and we may mess up, but get in the victory formation and get victory over it. God still can. The victory is, you know, the devil would like to say, oh, you messed up this time. There's no forgiveness for you now. I'm telling you, get in the victory formation. The battle has already been won. Bible tells us that God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. What about Hannah? She not only reversed the problem that she had in herself, but also reversed the problem for the nation of Israel. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 10. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. She bowed down in desperation, but arose in a declaration. Samuel the prophet was born, turned Israel around, repented of God, and led to the victory. Why? Because there was a woman that got down on her knees in victory formation and cried out to a holy God. Said, God, help us. What about, I'm just going to give you a few of these tonight. I could go on and on. But what about Jehoshaphat? Do you know that story? Jehoshaphat, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 18. He took a knee and won a war. The Bible said that Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. He was prostrate before God. On his knee, a victory formation. And all of Judah. You know what Judah means? Judah means praise. All of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord and worshiped the Lord. They bowed before the battle ever got started. And God fought the battle for them. Hey, listen to me tonight. Praise is good after the victory's been won. But praise is better before the battle begins. When we get ready to go through a battle, I'll tell you what to do, church. Praise Him. Praise Him before it ever... They ever fire an arrow, before they ever fire a gun. Praise Him. Get in the victory formation. Victory. I want to take you back to that Georgia Tech Miami game. The victory, the culmination. The victory is a culmination of what we have already obtained. They already had obtained the victory. All they had to do is get in victory formation and run the clock out. But they had to do it thoroughly. 2026. When anxiety, one of you girls was testifying about anxiety. God's helping you with it. He's given us the recipe how to cure it. When anxiety comes upon you, get in the victory formation. Begin to quote this scripture, 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He has, He is, and He will. Some of the greatest battles that we'll ever fight and we'll ever win is on our knees. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. You say, well, preacher, I can do this on my own. Need I remind you what James tells us? Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor neither shadow of turning. Nothing that you have is obtained on your own. Everything that you have is by the mercies and grace of God. I'm going to tell you about one more. It is the greatest victory formation that has ever been. You'll read about it in Luke chapter 22. Two verses there, 41 and 42. And it says, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's east. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Before he took on the cross, he took the victory formation. He prayed to his Father and said, Father, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. If there's any other way possible but the cross, let this pass from me. He did not fight. He could have called 10,000 angels. He did not flex his muscle and say, I have all power, all strength in heaven and earth. He didn't do that. But he took the victory formation and went willingly as a sheep to the slaughter. Satan thought that he had won the victory. He thought that it was over and it was finished. But he won the battle. When he cried, it is finished, I can imagine Brother Darren, all of hell begin to celebrate. But all of heaven begin to sing and to worship and to praise the living God because the victory had been won. He went down in humility, but he came up victorious. I remember a time just as a young child, Dad was preaching a camp meeting. He began to preach about the axe being laid at the root of the tree. I come down to, just a young child, I come down to the old-fashioned altar. We had wooden slats on the pews back then at that camp meeting. It was a Brush Harper type camp meeting. Brother Darren, I come down to the altar that day. I didn't stand on the altar like this. But I knelt down in victory formation. And I'll tell you what, I come up a winner. I went down a sinner, but I come up a saint. I went down and with my sins just burdening me down. I hadn't done anything terrible. I hadn't been a bad person. But I'll tell you what, I went down a sinner and come up a child of the King. This coming year, I want you, if you don't remember anything else, I want you to remember this. When you face a battle, you face it in victory formation because we have the promise of God's Word. I don't know what this year is going to hold. I don't know what's going to bring. But I know this. We have the victory already won. All we have to do is to claim God's Word. You say, well, that's not the manly thing to do. I just got through reading you a list of men and women that are the heroes of faith. If they can do it, you can do it. Church, that's the way we'll get through this coming year, is on our knees. I'm not telling you to give up your daily Bible reading. I'm not telling you to give up your devotions. But I'm telling you how to win the war we'll win it on our knees. Come back to the music, if you will. I preached long enough. Maybe someone here has a need. I don't know what you're struggling with. I don't know what you're going through. But I can promise you, standing on God's word, that every battle you face, every need you have in your life, you'll find the answer to it on your knees. You can take it to Him in prayer tonight. You can take it to Him in prayer in 2026. Because He's worthy. Stand with me if you will. The altar's open. Maybe someone has a need to pray this evening.